For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad. From Inland News Today, two Hemet attorneys are under arrest accused of multiple felonies in an alleged living trust scam. Trent Wayne Thompson, 44, and Quentin Ray Swanson, 49, were arrested May 5th on suspicion of identity theft, forgery, and perjury. Investigators with the District Attorney's Office found that in May 2019, Thompson authored a living trust for a 95-year-old woman. He included language in that trust designating himself as the, quote, trust protector. The role of a trust protector is to appoint and manage a successor trustee in the event of the client's incapacitation or death. The woman's trust also included language that Thompson had no beneficiary interest in the trust. Per the woman's request, the trust designated 100% of her estate was to go to a children's hospital following her death. She died in November 2019. The following month, Thompson appointed himself as the trustee of her trust, and that action was notarized by Thompson's business partner, Swanson. As is required by probate law, Thompson notified the woman's disinherited relatives of the terms of the trust, but he failed to notify the children's hospital regarding its interest as the beneficiary of the woman's trust. That same month, Thompson withdrew and/or transferred $320,500 from the trust account. After reviewing bank records, investigators determined that Thompson spent the woman's trust funds on a Ford Fusion and airline tickets, and that he also transferred funds into his personal savings account. Both suspects have posted bail. Authorities say police officers on a city team providing services to homeless people shot and killed a man who pulled a gun on them in inland Southern California. The Press Enterprise reports the shooting happened Saturday in an area of downtown Riverside frequented by homeless residents. Police say as the officers approached the man, he walked away from them before pulling out a handgun and pointing it at them. The 34-year-old man was struck and died at a hospital. Officials described him as homeless. The shooting is under investigation. Millions of Californians will receive stimulus checks under a plan unveiled by Governor Gavin Newsom Monday. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has the details.
The governor announced the state has a massive $75.7 billion windfall this year. Large portions of that are required to go to schools and budget reserves, but he wants to send some money back to workers and families.
Today, we're announcing $12 billion tax rebate to the people of the state of California earning up to $75,000.
Those earners would get a $600 check. Parents with children and undocumented families would get an additional $500. State law requires taxpayers get a rebate when there's a big surplus, which will likely be the case this year, though the numbers won't be finalized for a couple years. Either way, Newsom appears to be getting out in front of the refund while he faces a recall. Lawmakers need to sign off on the plan, but Newsom has support from key leaders, and it will likely pass. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
A former dean at Cal State San Marcos who racked up tens of thousands of dollars in improper travel billings is now under criminal investigation by the San Diego County District Attorney's Office. Michael Schroeder resigned as dean of extended studies after the San Diego Union-Tribune disclosed his lavish spending in 2019. The newspaper reports Sunday that prosecutors are investigating Schroeder and that the university is seeking restitution from him for expenses that did not meet school standards. Schroeder could not be reached for comment and previously has declined interview requests. And today, just a quick shout out to a few people who support our work here at KVCR and make Midday News possible. Juliana in Sierra Madre, Brent in Rancho Cucamonga, and Helen in Chino Hills. Thank you so much for your support. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shireen Awad.